As we enter this next phase of the property cycle, I don't want you falling for this exact trap. People telling you that, hey, location is all that matters, just buy anything you can because everything will go up. In this case, what I'm talking about is apartments. So yes, I'm a fan of apartments in certain locations, but I want you to really pay attention to some of the statistics and data in this video because it might save you from making the biggest mistake when it comes to buying property. So if you're interested in what my thoughts are, definitely keep watching. Hey guys, my name's Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now, when it comes to apartments versus houses, a lot of people often get caught in the middle where they're like, I don't know which one to make a move on, so I'm not gonna make a move at all. At the end of the day, parking your money in assets is gonna be so much better than just saving it because we all know the dollar is dog shit. It keeps losing its value and inflation is built into the system so that it continues losing value. Now, the age-old argument is that you should buy in blue chip areas in Sydney, Melbourne, and probably Brisbane, and it doesn't matter what you buy, just buy in the right location. And you may have heard this for yourself and you've gone, yeah, that makes a lot of sense because location, location, location. Location is only a piece of the puzzle because yes, you can have the best location, but if I was to give you further information like, hey, by the way, there's gonna be about 3,000 units coming here in the next 2 years, yet the amount of demand we have right now versus what we forecast as well is gonna be significantly less than that, do you still think location matters? And I would go on to say, no, it doesn't, right? I try and simplify a lot of things, and this is simple economics, supply and demand. Now, for example, at the moment, because borrowing capacities are being restrained by high interest rates, people can't get into the location they want. So you might go, well, I can't buy a house for 800,000, but I can get an apartment for 500,000. What I've been told is the apartment should still continue performing really well, and that's why I'll probably go for that. But the reality is you need to look at incoming supply very differently when it comes to apartments versus houses. When it comes to housing in an established area, it's very difficult for you to just go and knock down an entire street and build new duplexes and townhouses. It's very difficult to do that. And even then, if you were to knock down like 10 houses and you said, I'm gonna build townhouses and every house apparently has enough land to do that, the max you're probably gonna get is 2 or 3 on each piece of land. That means 30 new places that people could buy or rent. Now, when you compare that to knocking down an entire street with say 10 blocks, you're probably able to go up about 6 to 8 floors, and then you can go out wide enough to be getting to numbers closer to hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of units in that same location. So it's very different to how you assess both. Now that we've covered off demand when it comes to interest rates, you need to also focus on supply when it comes to approvals and what we're looking at in the pipeline. I'm gonna bring this all together in a really simple way so that you can make your own decision when it comes to which is better. Now at Search Property, our buyer's agency focuses on houses, apartments, and townhouses. So I technically have no bias in this. In fact, in my own portfolio, I have all three. And I can see where one performs better than the other. And yes, that's when location does matter. If the only way you're gonna get access to that location is through an apartment that has water views, it's unique. And if more units come up and there's only one way that I can get this water view is from my apartment or from my block, it means my block should be far superior to anyone else's. Now, could we stagnate in growth given that there's more units going? Yes, definitely. And I've seen that in my own portfolio. When that supply has dried up, it's caused prices to go much higher. And when I compare that to some of the houses that I've got, I would definitely not be picking an apartment anywhere near the houses that I'm picking up. Because there's two things. One, due to the demand, the houses are in locations where they've got good land size, but are also situated in a place close enough to the busy shopping centers and schools, which means at some point, if the government in that area, the LGA in that area goes in and says, we need to create more housing, we can't go and build more houses, we need to go into our zoning and change it up so that we can allow for apartments to go higher. And when that happens, then you have a developer come and pay you some ridiculous money, which is how a lot of people in Sydney and Melbourne have become rich, by holding their property for like 20, 30 years, only to have a developer come in and pay them out a massive payout so they can build more apartments up in the sky. So that's number one, why I wouldn't buy an apartment in the area that I'm buying, because firstly, there's not many apartments available because they don't have the zoning for it. And two, the house will hold more value for me personally in that location because the demographic also wants to have houses. They don't want units. And that is going to change over time as affordability becomes a bigger concern over the next 10 years. Now let's look at some of the data that's just come out suggesting that we may have a big problem when it comes to supply. Approvals have been declining since the first increase in the cash rate in mid-2022, and this trend appears to be continuing into the start of 2024. Building approvals nationally fell by a further 1% in the month of January 2024, stated HIA Chief Economist Tim Reardon. The Australian Bureau of Statistics today released its monthly building approvals data for Jan 2024 for detached houses and multi-units covering all states and territories. Detached home building approvals fell by 9.6% in the month of Jan 2024. This decline leaves approvals 5.3% lower in the three-month period to January compared to the previous year, added Mr. Reardon. Multi-unit approvals have increased by 14.5% in January from very low volumes in the previous month. The three-month period to Jan saw multi-unit approvals decline by 15.4% compared to the previous year. The low volume of building approvals throughout 2023 will see the volume of homes commencing construction continue to slow this year. The rise in the interest rate is the primary cause of the slowdown in approvals. Now, if I just left you with the fact that we've declined by a further 1% in housing approvals, you would say, hey, that's great. Let me just go buy anything I can. But when I break it down and say housing has actually declined by 9.6%, but multi-units have increased by 14.5%, you would go, what the hell does that mean? The reality is that we've got so much more in the pipeline for approvals coming in for units than there are for houses. And that's because if I go in to put an approval for a house, it's one, probably more expensive, and two, it's just a single house. Maybe a couple of houses on the same property. But when a developer goes in to put an approval for units, they go in and say, I'm approving the entire thing, which is a couple of hundred, if not thousands of units at a time. What we can see here is the monthly building approvals in Australia over a three-month rolling average. Now in the green, we have houses, and in the black, we have other, which would refer to, say, units. Now in this case, houses are looking a lot higher, but both are declining quite rapidly. Now let's look at the new monthly housing approvals by type, seasonally adjusted. Now what we've got in the blue is total, what we've got here in the yellow is attached homes, and then what we've got here in the orange color is houses. And what we can see is that total is going down very, very quickly. In fact, we haven't really seen these numbers for the better part of 10 to 12 years, which is absolutely absurd. And further to this point, when we talk about apartments versus houses, we've got to look at the annualized change in house and unit values over the past 10 years. Now this one is going to be very scary, especially if you've bought an apartment or got convinced by someone that they're both the same. In Sydney, prices for houses over the last 10 years annualized has grown by 7.4% annually. But when you look at Sydney for units, it's grown by 4%, almost half. The same could be said for Brisbane when it comes in at 6.5% for houses versus 3.5% for units. And when you look at combined capitals, it's 6.3% for houses versus 3.2% for units. So it's clear that even if you annualize it over the 10-year period, you're gonna find that houses are outperforming units. But that is such a general statement. And I know it can sound like sometimes I'm going around in circles, but the reality is you can't just look at these numbers and say, oh, well, approvals are down, that means I can buy anything. Oh, Sydney's going up, that means I can buy anything. Or units are really bad because they've annualized lower returns, that means I should never buy a unit, I'm just gonna buy houses. It's general statements like this that can get you in a lot of trouble. And usually these general statements make the headlines, and the headlines is what most people look at, and that's what they base their investment decisions on. I hope from this video you've gathered the fact that if you're looking at apartments versus houses, it seems like the clear winner is houses, except in a few unique situations. If you can pick up a unique apartment, you probably will see more growth in that than you will in some of the houses in your portfolio. I've had the same thing happen in my own portfolio, and for clients now that can't purchase a house because it's too expensive in certain areas, they're picking up townhouses and apartments that are unique, that can offer something that's different to a cookie cutter house or a cookie cutter apartment, and they are seeing significant amount of growth as well. In some cases, the yields are much higher on the apartments and the townhouses, and it's something I urge you to actually look into if you're interested in doing the data and the research yourself. If you're not really interested in that and you just want to execute with speed to go, hey, I'm gonna be hands off, you do the work for me, I trust you and your team, then definitely contact me at Search Property. I'll leave a link in the description below for our website where you can go in and book a completely free discovery call. If you're after strategy sessions, then definitely email me and we can definitely have that, especially if you're in Sydney, because in Sydney, we're starting to hold strategy sessions in person. Now that is some real alpha. I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. If you have, smash that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and hopefully I get to see you soon in person. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks guys.